following shiur has been presented by Rav Chanoich Saltz, Rosh Koil and Av Bezdin of Koil Evan HaEzer Lamaisa, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Kufov. The question is, if a squirrel comes into a house and you're going went into one room, you want to close the door because you don't want it to go into the rest of the house, and you want to open the window, you should get out of the room. Can you first close the door of that room and afterwards open the window? Or you have to first open the window because it shouldn't be Eivish to say that. And the same if a bird came into the house and you're cold in the house, can you close the door for the cold? Or no, you have to first make a way that the bird can get out before you close the door. The Gemara over here talks about the Issa Tzeda. First question is, what's us in Deiraisa and what's us in Rabbanon? And it could be Nafkeminis between Deiraisa and Rabbanon. Not just by Sveikis, sometimes you always say Safik Deiraisa L'Chumra and Safik Rabbanon L'Kola. Not the Nafkeminis also, as we'll see. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Zaklau, Mechusar Tzeda Potter, She'ena Mechusar Tzeda Chayiv. If you captured the animal to a place where it's mechusar tzeda, you have to still do something in order to get it, then you're potter. That's not the right, it's only osa d'potter, which means potter v'losa, it's only osa d'rabbanan. But she'ena mechusar tzeda, if you put him into a place which is not mechusar tzeda, and you have him right away, then you're chayiv. So that's one clause that you have in order to be the right. It has to be that you have him ready enough to do a new mechusar tzeda to get him. Then there's another cloud you need also. The Gemara later on says, "V'chachotim oimrim kol shebeminay nitzin chayiv, v'chol shein beminay nitzin potter. Anything which beminay nitzin the same, this type people capture in chayiv, and something which people never capture it, there's no reason for people to capture it, they're in your potter. So only animals which people capture to use for the animals in chayiv, and something which you don't capture to use, then people don't capture it and for its use." Just to get rid of it could be that's not. I mean, if some people capture for use, then you're chayiv, and if you don't capture it for use, you're pot. So then you need those 2 points to be say the deraisa. And if you're missing one point, then it's on rabbanon. So 2 points is it has to be that you have it already. You don't have to do a new maisa, say the new maisa, special maisa to get it. And also, there has to be something which is mina nitzit, which people capture like that. Now, so now the birds. A bird came into your house, and you want to close the door because it's cold. You're not trying to capture the bird. Are you allowed to close it or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Shin Tazayin the Chai Adam who says with Manakar, so yes, Tzar Tzinoi Tzar Achir. In the time of the cold, which is Tzar, some type of Tzar of cold or other Tzar, Chai Adam says the Mutter Le'Noi Le'Noi you're allowed to close the door. Why? Im Ein Kavanosei Rak L'Hatzim Manakar. Closing the door is not to capture the bird, only to be saved from the coldness. You don't care, capture the tzip or not. You want to close the door for another reason. Since it's not saved the rice. Why is it not saved the rice? Because the tzip in a house is not saved the rice. It has to be in a migdal, it has to be in a coop or some kind of a bird cage, some place to be saved the rice of a bird. So even though it's these birds are something which people capture. So if you have owl birds which no one captures, then the taki, you don't even need this hetter, but he's no matter bird with the normal is people to capture. Still, you didn't close the door for the cold, it's mutter. Even though it's a sikreisha drabonon, in the drabonon, the mice of drabonon is still awesome. Since even if you still mechus at seder, it's a lot of drabonon, so why is it mutter? How are you allowed to do a sikreisha by drabonon? He says, still, because the makom tzar it's mutter. So that is tzar tzino or zacher, which is cold, is a tzar aguf, therefore it's going to be mutter to do a sick ratio by the rabbon. Okay. Now, question is, now, you could say, now the squirrel could be the same thing, look here. Squirrel comes into the house. When you're going to have a squirrel, you're going to close off one door. You're doing it because you don't want, it's very annoying to have a squirrel scurrying around the house, place goes bananas, so therefore you're going to tell him it's the same tzar. It's mutter. The makom tar, it's mutter. So meila, even though it's not the rabbanon de kisa, still it's mutter. Obsecration is mutter by the rabbanon de kisa, and meila it's mutter. The sefer Ma'ariv Shabbos is talking about a case where alarm goes off on Shabbos. So he wants to know if you can have the same heter once you make it into the rabbanon, then you could have the same heter of tar haguf. So he says, brings Rishlam Zalman from Shir Shabbos Kol Chosel, says, "Lo yitiru al makom she tzar aguf, only with the tzar aguf. Al makom she mitzar tzar nefesh, when it's going zvov, hamoyif, it's not a physical tzar. It just bothers you. Going zvov, there's a fly floating around in the room, or else a bee buzzing in the room where there's no shail of danger, and it's bothering you, or a moth, it's bothering you, it gets on your nerves. Also, the toaster, you ain't allowed to grab it and throw it out. They ain't allowed to. The only heter of the Rabbanon, the Mokum Tzar, is Dafka Tzar Aguf, but not saying Tzar Nefesh, that means it's not a physical pain, and there's no heter. So according to that, if you're going to just say it's a psikration by the Rabbanon, it's going to be also, because it's still going to be also the Rabbanon. If you're going to heter from Tzar, you're not going to have the heter of Tzar. Because it's not Tzara Guf, it's Tzara Nefesh, and it won't be Heter according to Shlomo Zalman. Okay. So now, the Ma'isa, everyone understands this is more Kaal than that. So it's before it's in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siv Gimel. The cases where there's a Tevek Tana, you have a small box, and there are flies in there. There's food over there and there's flies. Are you allowed to close it or not? So a person is not trying to get the flies in there or not. He's not trying to get the flies. He doesn't want the flies. He'd rather the flies were out. So the Ramah says that you shouldn't close a small box that the flies are there because of secretion. Secretion, you can't do that. But Dr. Mishabura, that the Ramah only said, Tevek Tana, small box. Is mashma avul tape gedolah big box still ramah the kuliyam shari the kuliyam shari that by big box everyone's going to say it's mutter. Why that filum ayi adam I'm in the seicho. Why I'm sorry. What's called a big box? That filum ayi I'm in the seicho loyachol tevis nechad tzchiya. Even if someone will be there, he couldn't grab it in one grab. You have to go after it. It's a big box. You're not going to get this fly just because you and him on the box. You don't get him. You're going to have to do a lot of tatsuki to get him. Fly can fly around. So then it's one drabonon because he can't get him in one shot. And it's also something which ain't been in it. Right? Flies, no one catches flies for their use. So it's davar she'ain't been in it. So you have those two atarim, there's two drabonons and males can mutter of secretion. Three drabonons, like Sharatian says, mutter bein of scham and afkot of secretion. By two drabonons, it's mutter even though it's of secretion. So, back to us. Comes going to come out that it's going to be mutter anyway. Because, what are we saying? We're talking about a squirrel in a room. What's that? A squirrel in a room is not meaning it's no one captures squirrels for use. No one eats squirrels, and no one uses the leather squirrels like that. It's not captured for use. So therefore, it's one drabona. And also, it can't get it in one shot. You didn't get a squirrel in a room, no matter how small the room, unless it's a box, you don't have it right away, you're going to have to really hustle to get the squirrel. So therefore, it's two drabonas. And it's a sick ratio. You're not trying to capture him. All you're trying to do is get him out the rest of the house, and afterwards you can open the window. It's not a problem. So you could first close the door, and afterwards open the window. So that's why it's asking you what's like that. And with a ma'isa, you really don't even need that. Because this Rav Shlomo Zalman, which we just said, that says that by Tzar Haguf, only then it's mutter. Mashing in Tzar Nefesh is not mutter. It's very not possible. First, the Tila David says in Siman Shin Yudayin that opening a question over there is opening a knot, a double knot, which was made by accident was made. So he says sheyesh loy it's mutter. Why? Because sheyesh loy Tzar Hanefesh. What does he have? He has a tzara guf. He has tzara nefesh because he can't put on the guf, the malbush or the minolav, and therefore it's mut. So you see, it's the heter is you don't even need for the matzah rabbanon. You don't even need tzara guf. is another raya. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yashiv says there's no difference between tzara guf and tzara nefesh, and Shlomo also says like that. Yeah, that's so. Pashas, we don't need the second hetzer of trade rabbanos, because even by tzara nefesh will still be mutter. And others want to say that that could be considered getting the erek or this thing. It could be considered also tzara guf, not just tzara nefesh. So if it's not, it's different. The earache from the alarm, and also could be these the headache from all these other things could also be considered the same thing. Taraguf. So even according to Shlomo, you could you could still be making.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.